The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is Monday morning, and not just Monday, but the first Monday of 2022. And did you make a New Year's resolution? Did you, over the weekend, maybe on New Year's Eve or leading up to it, or sometime in the last day or two, say, all right, that's it, I'm going to quit doing this or I'm going to start doing that? And are you going to be able to stick with that? Joining us right now is the author of Dare to Live Without Limits, to talk a little bit about how we can better keep our New Year's resolutions, Brian Golden. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. It happens every year. We make all these resolutions in January, and maybe we go to the gym faithfully every day for 3-4 days, maybe a week, and then we begin to fall off the wagon. What tends to get in our way of keeping our New Year's resolutions?
The biggest thing that gets in the way, Paul, is commitment. We'll make a New Year's resolution, and it's something that we'd like to achieve, but we're not fully committed to making sure that we see it through. Your gym example is a great one. People want to get in better shape or lose weight, so they get a gym membership, and I know from gym owners that I know that the membership ranks always third right after New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And they go for a couple of days, and they don't immediately see the results they want, and they become discouraged and they give up on it. And that's why so many people make resolutions don't keep them. As a matter of fact, almost 90% of Americans make at least one New Year's resolution, and surprisingly, less than 20% will actually succeed in accomplishing even one.
Wow. Wow. A lot of people, set their own goals. Other people look at other people's goals and say, well, you know, that's what I should be doing, is what my neighbor is doing, what my friend is doing. You really have to do it for yourself, don't you?
Your goal has to be your own. It has to be something that's meaningful to you. It has to be something that you decide that you really want to achieve. So it can't be imposed on you by parents or children or spouses or friends. It can't be something that your neighbor's doing. If it's not something you really want, then from the get-go, you're not going to have that unshakable commitment.
You've got a 3-step plan to give you the best chance for success. I wonder if you could share that with us.
Absolutely. The first step is to define what goal or goals you want to achieve. And the goal has to be specific. It can't be, I want to lose weight, or I want to get into better shape, or I want to be happier. You've got to be very specific. For example, you might want to say, well, I'd like to be able to run a mile or lift so many pounds, or I'd like to lose 15 pounds. Once you do that, your goal becomes specific. The second step is to formulate a plan. And the plan is a step-by-step approach where the steps are small enough so that they're manageable and doable. And then step number 3 is the all-important one, and that's to actually put it into play. Take action. Take your very first step, and then follow up by the second step, and so on. So, first step, define your goals. Second step, formulate a plan where the steps are small enough so that they can be easily accomplished. And then step number 3 is to take action.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I think sometimes people set such a lofty goal for themselves, or not even that the goal is lofty. I mean, you can have as lofty a goal as you want, but it's the plan that, you know, well, starting today, I'm going to spend 2 hours a day in the gym. I'm going to reduce my calorie intake. You end up biting off more than you can handle in a single day.
Oh, exactly right. So although spending 2 hours in the gym might be a nice goal, someone who hasn't worked out in a while or hasn't worked at all, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
So set a more manageable one. Say, I'm going to go to the gym for at least 15 minutes once a week. And that's doable. Then you might say to yourself, well, gee, I need to do a little bit more if I really want to get into shape. So maybe you'll do it twice a week or 3 times a week. The thing is, set the goal so that you can actually accomplish it. If you want to lose weight, don't say, I'm going to lose 30 pounds in the next month. Because although some people do it, it's certainly quite an undertaking. Say, I'm going to lose 30 pounds, but what I'm going to do is each week I'm going to lose at least 1 pound, and that becomes manageable. Now, as part of the goal setting, remember that sometimes we encounter setbacks. So maybe after a month we've lost 4 or 5 pounds, then we go out to eat with someone, there's a party, a celebration, a holiday, and we put on 2 pounds. That doesn't mean that all is lost. You just got to get back into the routine and keep moving forward. And whether it takes you 6 months or a year to lose the 30 pounds, it really doesn't matter because that time goes by anyway.
That's a great point. Yeah, I think you're right. A lot of times, you know, when we fall off the wagon, so to speak, or we, you know, aren't following our exercise or diet plan or whatever it is that our resolution is, we just throw the whole thing away and say, well, it's not going to happen for me this year. I'm not going to go back to it. You got to keep trying, right?
You got to keep pushing forward. So let's use our gym example. You might say, well, I don't have an hour to work out, so work out for 10 minutes. So if someone sets a goal, I've got to work out for an hour, and they don't have it, then they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
10 minutes in the gym is better than nothing in the gym, or even if it's 10 minutes walking or doing something at home. It doesn't really matter as long as you're doing something and you're working toward your goal.
There you go. The book is Dare to Live Without Limits by Brian Golden. Do you have a website or somewhere where people can get some more motivation and inspiration?
Absolutely. It's daretolivewithoutlimits.com. The book is available as an ebook or a hard copy from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any bookseller. And I've written the book so that it fits into someone's busy lifestyle. You don't need to have a big time commitment to read the book. The chapters can be read in any order. They take about 5 or 10 minutes for each chapter. I've got great stuff such as change your life by changing your thinking, setting and achieving goals, squeezing the most out of each day, avoiding burnout, controlling your emotions, accomplishing the impossible, and dealing with conflict are just some of the many topics that I cover in my book, Dare to Live Without Limits.
All right, and daretolivewithoutlimits.com. Brian, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Paul, thank you, and have a great, wonderful New Year.
All right. Happy New Year to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. Take care.